There's no other place that requires our help as much as Afghanistan does. There is no other country where you can say that the majority of the people want us there. They have an embryonic democratic government that wants us there. The United Nations wants us there, that we're part of a 52-nation compact that's trying to do some work in Afghanistan, and we are one. And this is something, by the way, that I really get a little bit angry about, that we forget, that that Canadian soldiers, our armies, our army, our military, is one of 41 different countries that have soldiers in Afghanistan. I've heard a lot of people say today things about imposing Western values on Afghanistan. People really should stop talking like this. It's not the resolve of the Afghan people I question. It's the resolve of the Canadian people I question. Afghans, I believe, want democracy more fervently than Canadians do. Okay? And this is not about the West attempting to impose its values on some Eastern Third World country where people are supine and they don't want us there. This is about countries, I mean, among the countries that are signatories to the Afghanistan Compact, which expires in 2011, which is why we should be talking about some kind of a rearrangement then, are Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, Turkmenistan, Bahrain. This is not a Western project. Among the soldiers, among the countries with soldiers in Afghanistan, Estonia, Luxembourg, you know, other notoriously imperialist powers like that, right? I mean, please. This is the most ambitious project undertaken in the history of the United Nations. This is the most ambitious project undertaken by NATO in more than half a century. This is the proudest and the greatest thing that my country has done since we contributed to the defeat of the Nazis in the Second World War. And the other thing I should say is I really am tired of the way people speak about Afghans. There's a lot of sort of benign bigotry and the racism of low expectations involved in this. And I hear it, ironically, most loudly from the people who claim to be speaking on their behalf, the people who claim to be anti-war, and so on. The vast majority of Afghans want democracy. They support women's rights. They need us there. And if you ask them, that's what they will tell you.